Demonstration 2 on Love by Aphrahat, Part 3. Again, when our Lord taught a prayer to his disciples, he said to them, "Thus shall you pray. Forgive us our debts, and also we shall forgive our debtors." And again he said, "When you desire to offer an oblation, and you remember that you have anger against your brother, go away and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your oblation. Lest when a man prays, 'Forgive us our debts, and also we will forgive our debtors,' he should be ensnared out of his own mouth, and it should be said to him, by him who receives prayer, 'You yourself have not forgiven your debtor. How shall it be forgiven to you? And your prayer shall remain upon the earth.'" And again, our Lord shows us an example of that man who began to take a reckoning from his servants. And when his servant came into his presence, who owed him 10,000 talents, and when his Lord urged him that he give him what he owed him, and when he was unable to pay his debt to his Lord commanded to release him, and forgave him all that he owed. When that servant, in his wickedness, did not remember the forgiveness of his Lord, how much he had multiplied forgiveness toward him. And when he went forth, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 pence. And he held him, and choked him, and said to him, 'Give me what you owe me.' And he did not receive the prayer which his fellow servant asked from him. But going away, he bound him in prison. And because he to whom much had been forgiven did not forgive his fellow servant a little, he was given up to the officers, who beat him until he gave what he owed. And our Lord said to them, 'Thus will my Father, who is in heaven, do to you, if you do not forgive each one his brother.'" See again, beloved, how greatly the blessed apostle magnified love, when Paul said, "If you are zealous of great gifts, I will show you what is a more excellent gift." And he said, "If I have prophecy, and know all mysteries, and all knowledge, and all faith, so that I might move a mountain, and love is not in me, I have gained nothing. And if I give all that I have to the poor to eat, and also deliver my body that it may be burnt, and love is not in me, again I have gained nothing." For he spake thus: "Love, its spirit is long-suffering and kind, and not envious, and also it is not boastful, and it is not puffed up, and does not seek anything which is pleasant for itself alone, but what is expedient for many. Love hopes all things, suffers all things. Love is never cast down." Again he said, "Love is greater than all things." And the apostle shows and demonstrates that after faith, love excels, and on it a firm building has been established. And he shows prophecy to be built upon love, and mysteries to be made known by love, and knowledge to be fulfilled by love, and faith to be confirmed by love. And he who having faith moves a mountain, but has not love, profits nothing. And if a man give all that he has to the poor, and his alms are not given in love, there is no advantage to him. And even if, for the name of his Lord, his body has been burnt in the fire, he has been in no wise profited. And again Paul shows that long-suffering and patience and kindness, and for a man not to envy his brother, these things are found in a fullness of love. And also, patience and humility and sweetness have been established in him by love. For faith has been erected upon the rock of a structure, and love is the bonds of the structure, and by it the walls of the house have been held together. And if a defect is found in the bonds of the house, the whole structure will fall. So also, when dissension is found in love, all faith falls. And faith was not able to drive away jealousy and contention until the love of Christ came. Just as a structure cannot be well built until the walls have been fastened by bonds. Again, I will show thee, beloved, that love is more excellent than anything else, and by it the righteous ones of the old times were perfected. For the Scripture shows concerning Moses that he gave himself on behalf of the sons of his people, and he wished that he might be blotted out of the book of life, if only the people might not be blotted out. And also, when they rose up against him to stone him, he offered up prayer before God on their behalf, that they might be saved. And David also showed an example of love when he was persecuted by Saul, and a trap was continually set for his life so that they might kill him. And David, by love, was generously performing acts of mercy on behalf of Saul, his enemy, who was seeking his life. And Saul was twice delivered into the hands of David, and David did not kill him, and repaid good in place of evil. Because of this, good did not depart from David's house, and he who forsook him was forsaken. And Saul, who repaid evil in place of good, evil did not depart from his house. And he called to God, and God did not answer him. And he fell by the sword of the Philistines. And David wept over him bitterly. And David fulfilled beforehand the precept of our Savior, who said, "Love your enemies, and forgive, and it shall be forgiven unto you." Thus David loved and was loved, and forgave, and it was forgiven unto him. And Elisha also showed love in respect to this, when his enemies came against him to take him, so that they might do evil to him. And he, doing what was good to them, set forth bread and water before them, and sent them away from him in peace. And he fulfilled the word which was written, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he thirsts, give him to drink." And also Jeremiah the prophet, on behalf of those who made him a captive in a pit, and were continually putting him to torture, he also prayed ardently for them before God. And it was by this example of those who went before that our Savior taught us that we should love our enemies and pray for those who hate us. And if he commanded us to love our enemies and to pray for those who hate us, what shall our excuse be to him in the day of judgment, who have hated our brothers and our own members? Because we are of the body of Christ, and members of his members. For he who hates one of the body parts of Christ will be separated from the whole body, and he who hates his brother will be separated from the sons of God. And it was thus that our Savior taught us diligently to manifest love. for first he perfected it in himself, and then he taught those who heard him. And he reconciled our enmity with the Father, because he loved us. And he yielded up his innocence in the stead of the debtors. And the good in the place of the evil ones was put to shame, and the rich in our behalf was made poor. And the living died on behalf of the dead, and by his death made alive our death. And the Son of the Lord of all, for our sake, took the form of a servant, and he to whom all things were subject, subjected himself, that he might release us from the subjection of sin. And by his great love he gave a blessing to the poor in spirit, and he promised the peacemakers they should be called his brothers and sons of God, and he promised the humble that they should inherit the land of life, and he promised the mourners that by their supplications they would be comforted, and he promised to the hungry fullness in his kingdom, and to those who weep that they should rejoice in his promise. And he promised to the merciful that they should be shown mercy. And to those who are pure in heart, he said that they should see God. And again, he promised to those who are persecuted on account of righteousness, that they should go into the kingdom of heaven. And to those who are persecuted on account of his name, he promised a blessing and rest in his kingdom. And he changed our nature of dust, and made us the salt of truth. And he delivered us from being the prey of the serpent, and he called us the light of the world. And he delivered us from the power of death, and he made us good instead of evil, and pleasing instead of hateful. And he appointed for us mercy instead of hatred, and he imparted to us the perfect man. And he brought forth good things from his treasures, and delivered us from him who brought forth evil things from the superfluities of his heart. And because of his overflowing love, he healed the plagues of the sick. He healed also the son of the centurion, because of his faith. And he silenced the waves of the sea by his power. And because of his favor, he drove from us the evil spirits who were legion. And by his mercy, he restored to life the daughter of the ruler of the synagogue. And again, he cleansed the woman from the pollution of blood. And he opened the eyes of two blind men who had come to him. And also he gave to the 12 power and authority over all disease and infirmity, and also to us by their hands. And he prohibited us from the way of the Gentiles and of the Samaritans. And he gave power to us by his mercy, that we might not fear when they brought us before the rulers of the world. And he set a division in the earth, because of his great peace. And he forgave the many sins to the woman who was a sinner, because of his mercies. And he made us worthy, because of his grace, that we might build a tower at his expense. And he cast out from us unclean spirits, and he made us a lodging place of his divinity, and sowed in us a good seed which should give fruit 100-fold, and 60-fold, and 30-fold. And he was placed in the midst of the world in the likeness of a treasure which is put in a field. And he manifested the power of his greatness when he was cast down from on high to the depth and was not harmed. And he satisfied the hungry who had grown faint with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5,000 men besides women and children, and manifested the greatness of his glory. And on account of his abundant love, he heard the Canaanite woman, and raised up her daughter from her infirmity. And by the power of him who sent him, he loosed the tongue of the man who was mute, and who was also deaf. And the blind saw his light, and by means of him they glorified him who had sent him. And when he went up into the mountain to pray, the rays of the sun were overcome by his light. And he made his power known in the case of that boy upon whom a spirit had come, and at his word the demon went away. And he gave us an example and a pattern, that we should become like children, and enter the kingdom of heaven. And he spoke and made clear concerning the little ones, that a man should not despise them, that their angels always see the Father who is in heaven. And again, he showed his healing perfectly in the case of that man who was infirm 38 years. And he magnified his mercy toward him, and healed him. And again he gave us a command, that we should forsake the world, and be turned to him. And he revealed to us, that he who is a lover of the world, is not able to be pleasing to God, by the example of the rich man who trusted in his goods. And by the case of that man who was made merry by his riches, and his destruction was in Sheol. And he asked for water on the tip of his little finger, and no man gave it to him. And Jesus hired us as laborers, that we should work in his vineyard, which is the vineyard of truth. All these things our Savior did unto us because of his great love. And we also, beloved, should be partakers of the love of Christ, while we love one another, and fulfill these two commandments, on which hang all the law and the prophets. End of the demonstration on love.